Hi guys, welcome and welcome back to another episode of Reconcile the Podcast. My name is Washera.
My name is Natalie.
And we are glad to have this opportunity to talk about, what are we talking about today, Natalie?
We're going to be talking about authority and the believer's authority.
The believer's authority. So let's just get straight into it. Why are we talking? I feel like this is something that has been so, like, we have been thinking about doing this episode for a while, but we are finally doing it in season two. So my first question would be, what does authority mean to you as a believer?
When I think about authority, I think about, the first thing that comes to mind was power. And authority as a believer, when I think about it, it's, what has Jesus given me? That's the question that comes to mind. Because, we'll get into it, but let me just share a little bit. Matthew 28 verse 18, it says that all authority has been given to me. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore. So now Jesus Christ, after the work that he did, everything that he did, he was sent by the Father, he died for us. And initially, the one who had the authority, like from Adam and Eve, was Lucifer, was the devil. But now Jesus Christ comes and then triumphs and then wins. Is it accurate to say wins the battle? But yeah, he has won the battle. And then now in Matthew 28:18, he makes the statement that all authority has been given to me. Go therefore. So now, when I think about authority, I think about that statement, go therefore. So I am going in the power of Christ, mm-hmm. not in my own power. Yeah.
Yeah. For me as well, there is a definition I found that says it is the God-given right to receive and use God's power that flows from the indwelling Holy Spirit, which my point, when I think about authority as well, it's just power. And it is like, it is your God-given right. That is what I wanted to say. And as you've said, like, we need to like realize this is going to be such a serious whatever episode, but all for the glory of God. Like, authority was, yes, ilikuwa shetani. When Adam and Eve ate the whatever, they sinned against God by eating that fruit, they handed over authority to God. But
to Lucifer.
And then now from then, Jesus amekuja, he is the one now that holds that authority. So for me, I have to think about the fact that, and we should all think about the fact that you cannot walk in authority. You cannot think about authority without thinking about the holder of the authority, which is Jesus. You walking in authority will only come from recognizing that you yourself are under someone else's authority. We can get we've talked about Matthew 28:18, which says that all authority, like, near God. It is Jesus who has the authority and everything is under his feet. I think it says, but we can just read that verse.
Okay.
Before
Matthew 28.
28 verse 18.
NIV, I'm in KJV.
It's okay. To fight.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
Okay, yeah. But there's another one I was looking for. I don't know, come on, Mark. But it just says that everything is under the feet of Jesus, which is what my point is, that as we said, like, everything is under the feet of Jesus. When you recognize that, it is not your authority. Like, when we think about authority, sometimes we like to think that it is like, okay, God has given me authority, like niangu. But it is only something that has been lent out to you, like umepewa, umekopeshwa. Like, I think about it like God is our father, sindio. You are having a credit card or something that you are using. Okay, like, God, your father has given you a credit card which has no limit to however much you can use. It is how Natalie will use that credit card is different from how I will use it. If I think that I'm only allowed to use 500 bob per month, that's the much I'll use. If you think that you're allowed to use 1 million per month, that's the much that you'll use. Okay. So if you know and you are in the knowledge, if you know the extent of the authority that you have, that is how much extent you, that is how much authority you will wield. Mm-hmm. No, no. Because sometimes one thing that actually was leading me to talk about this is that sometimes we, especially that point of, we think that we are meant to suffer. There's a suffering that, of course, God allows us to suffer for his glory. But there is to an extent that, like, you're only suffering because you do not know the authority that you have. The authority that you carry. There are things, illnesses, even just random things, from failing in your exams, just even the tiny, tiny details, small things that should not be happening but are happening because you do not know. So do you have any other Bible verses?
Not even a Bible verse. It's actually an experience. Mm-hmm. So I went to Bible school sometime in before COVID. So I remember when we were in that school, it was a very, very serious. Sijaona Christians were that serious. Mm. They were very serious about scripture and about walking in truth and about walking right, like the authority that a believer has. So now the classes used to start at 6.
Mm.
And before you sign up, like before you start the classes, you have to, like God has to have, lazima God akwe amekuongelesha. So that now when you're going to that place, you're going knowing that God has spoken to you. So for me, I had a dream that one of the lecturers from that Bible school came and talked, like, it was just a whole dream and experience. And that was my confirmation.
Mm.
So now, when I joined the school, we'd have 15 minutes of prayer every day. But one of the things they taught us is, as long as God has said that you need to be here, then everything should always work out in your favor. Let me say it like this. So now, kama for example, mi nimetoka town. One of the things they taught us is, I'm from town. So the school is in, where is Hurlingham? Hurlingham. So I find traffic.
Mm.
My work is not to be like, now I'm late because of traffic. No. So they were telling us, you command your, I know it's a bit, it might sound a bit
intense, but it's so,
and whatever, yeah, but wow, yeah. So that thing just changed my mind completely.
Mm.
So now if I'm in traffic and I know that, okay, I know nimetoka, I've done my part, nimetoka on time, but oh God, this traffic is so much.
Mm.
My work is to command my angels, open this traffic. And let me tell you, it would was working. Always, like, it would always happen. Provision.
Mm.
Like, God has said this. Like, God has put me here.
Mm.
And I know, like, you see, like, it starts with that knowing, like, God has directed me to this place. Friends, let me tell you, even provision would come through. Why? Mm. Because I know. And now, with that knowledge that we've been given, I exercise my authority. I know that, okay, God has said this.
Yeah.
This is supposed to happen. And I really, like, I don't know if that has made sense, but I really, really, that thing just blew my mind. Because the thing that God had said would always come to pass, especially traffic. I would be there and I'm speaking to this. I'm telling my angels, open this traffic.
Yeah. Inafunguka.
Like, that thing used to, not once, not twice, not thrice, like, it used to blow my mind. So now I know there's things that if God has told me, Natalie, then everything, no matter how difficult it might seem, everything is supposed to work out. But it requires me to step up in the authority, in that word of God, and use my authority to be like, angels, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do this. I know it sounds a bit, whatever.
Too good to be true, but it's, yeah, yeah, I actually, yeah, believe
it,
you.
Works.
Yeah,
it, I think, works.
The point from that is just that it has to be in line with the will of God.
It has,
you know, because sometimes we are like, we want to misuse this power.
Yeah.
Okay, the kingdom principles about wealth. So maybe God has you're not meant to be a kingdom financial or something. Oh. But wewe, ushataka millions, you know.
Yeah, and it's the from point a selfish is, whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The point is just lazima it align to the will of God. I remembered another verse that says, "Ilea, we walk by faith and not by sight." Mm. And your experience, yeah, just, I don't know, like, you, that is what, whatever the present situation is, is whatever portraying, mm-hmm. and you just being like during the mission as well. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you,
like in Nigeria, had gone for a mission.
Oh yeah, we had gone for a mission in Isiolo mm-hmm. context. Yeah, we had gone for a mission, and this the second day, I believe. Like the clouds were so dark, it was going to rain, and it started raining. And you know, ja Isiolo, kai one house iko pale, the other one is Haukombali. Na kwenye tuko, we are like 30 minutes, 45 minute walk back to where we were like staying.
Mm-hmm.
It starts drizzling. Mm-hmm. The people that I'm with, wengine wako, oh, guys, let's have faith, let's have faith. Mm-hmm. Wengine wetu tuko, let's find a shelter, tunyeshewe, ama tunyeshewe, unaona?
Yeah.
And there is no shelter. Kwa zutenda kwa mwenyata ya mtu sasa shwali. Mwende mkraud hapo, and the houses are so small.
Have you been inside a mwenyata?
Kai, sindio.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They are so small.
Yeah.
So we're just like, okay, now what do we do? And then this one girl starts saying, guys, apana, let's not, like, we are not, it's not going to rain, it's not going to rain, let's have faith. And this verse like came to mind, like we walk by faith and not by, which is something that I've been learning. Because even like how we are able to exercise our authority, it's easy to exercise your authority when it's just, you know, but when, I don't know if you get me, but let me finish. So
okay,
it's easy to exercise your authority when everything is in your favor or when everything is just aligning.
Yes,
in this situation, you're finding traffic.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my. So it's easy to say, ah, everything worked out in my favor. Sazile hakuna traffic. But when there's traffic, when it's about to rain.
When there's no money.
When there's no money. How then do you go about exercising your authority then, because now in that, and then this verse here, Elijah was a man. I like repeating that verse. Ata God, I'm sure kwenye yako, anakonga tu, okay, ako hapa na sisi, but anakonga tu, Ashera, how many times did you say this verse? Elijah was a man like,
just like us,
yeah. And he prayed and he did not train for 3 years. I remember just speaking that verse and being like, God, by the ata mimi, I am just a man like Elijah. Na hii mvua itanyesha. And let me tell you, tulirudi back to now, actually it's a camp. It's not a camp, but let me just call it a camp. To leave ka camp, I had my lunch. I went to bed. Immediately niingia tu vika kitanda, it started raining.
Wow.
I was like,
oh, okay.
What is this? Like,
kumbe.
What kumbe? You
yeah,
get.
Because yeah.
Sometimes we are usually, which is my point, sometimes we are usually so, it's one thing to know. Sometimes when I think, okay, I know this is not supposed to happen. I know Jesus, by his stripes, I am healed. But what is the difference between, like, someone who knows, unajua tu, versus someone who, but then these things don't affect this person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say another, nini I've remembered.
Testify.
It's not a, okay, oh, but let me just say,
okay.
It is this friend of ours. One day we were just talking and I was telling him about how I have like this dreams, this sleep paralysis dreams, and how just si feel ni kama, I used to not feel like my life is aligning with the word of God. Like, you know how the Lord gives sleep to those whom he loves, but I'm not experiencing that sleep and everything. And he told me one thing that really stuck with me. He said, like, these things are happening only because you are allowing them to happen. And then he was like, I eat food in my house nikijua imeharibika, but haiwezi niharibikia. Do you wanna guess who this is?
What?
Like who this is? Mwenye alikuwa ananiambia, okay, but hii ni tema nitakwambia. But I was like, so unaweza kula chakula imeharibika.
Okay.
And you won't even like ata tumbo haita kuma, let alone, so you can imagine, will this person ever deal with cancer? Will this person ever deal with these serious illnesses? And my point is that, like, it starts small. Unona, it doesn't have to be like exercising authority, exercising this power, this whatever that we think is so huge. Sometimes we think, okay, when Natalie is casting out demons, wow, she's exercising her authority.
Mm-hmm.
But as your example, like,
traffic
opening up to you, for you, that is exercising authority. You, well, kula chakula, but then you're hungry. This is the only food in the house. Utaikula na itakuaribika. That is exercising your authority. You speaking, you know, this verse says, like anything that you decree on this earth,
it shall be established.
It shall be established. As long as it is in the will of God, exercising authority, it takes practice. As you've said, it's one thing to know. But when you are now acting it, that's when your authority
not
comes.
So
no,
not
no.
So true.
Yeah.
So
I don't
true.
Know if it makes sense, but yeah.
Yeah, it does. In line, just something in line with that, the analogy that I had given Washera was there's having a knowing of Ruto. Hey, Kwanza, that day when we were at Bill.
Benny Hinn.
Mm. So Ruto came. And let me tell you, like, you see how sometimes Kenyans, but how Kenyans can really talk badly about Ruto and just diss him on a screen. But when I saw him, I was just like, God, Ruto, oh my, like, it was so different. Anyway, point is, there's a way that I know Ruto because he's the president. I see him on TV, blah, blah, blah. But Charlene's experience of Ruto, her having a knowing.
Who's Charlene? Charlene
is the daughter of Ruto.
Charlene. Okay.
Charlene's experience of knowing Ruto and my experience of knowing Ruto is completely different. Mine is head knowledge, but hers, it's revelation, like she is the daughter. Mm. She, like, it's revelation knowledge. So now something like, I know we'll get there, but a practical way of us just constantly walking in revelation. There's a verse in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, and this is one of those verses that we used to pray when I was in Bible school. We used to pray this verse almost every single day, and it's a verse that talks about, let me read it. It says, what does it say? Okay, so therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Also, verse 18 is important, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of this calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance to the saints. Mm. So that's a verse that we used to pray every single time, that God give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And I feel like when I look at this thing, why, let's say I'd pray that God, let this happen, I'm a provision, it's because... Of course, it's by the grace of God, but there's also a place where revelation avails, like revelation brings results. So it stops being head knowledge, but you know, this is what the word of God says. Mm. Then I can pray the will of God. I can pray the will of God, and then it eventually begins to happen. So an urge to all of you is that take some of these scriptures and start praying that God, give me wisdom. So now when it comes to walking in authority, you're constantly asking, Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So that now when you're reading a verse like that the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in me, it's not like it will start as, okay, I know that's the same power that brought Christ from the dead lives in me. And then it will get to a point when we look at people like Akina, Apostle William Kimani, Apostle Grace, like those people, they don't function in head knowledge.
Yeah.
It's experiential. It's revelation knowledge. That's why Apostle Grace is usually so confident. Bring the sick,
bring the dead,
bring all of them.
Yeah.
Because anyway, may God help us, because this is for all of us, even us, like as we want to raise the dead, as we want to see the sick get healed.
Mm.
That's a lot. Also, something else about authority. I've remembered when you were speaking, I remembered Genesis.
Mm.
So in Genesis, the creation story, what God does is that he's speaking things and they're happening. And one thing that I wrote a long, long time ago in my Bible is the waters were raw material for the fish and every aquatic life. The earth was a raw material for all vegetation and every living creature on the ground. The raw material formed the natural habitat of the creatures formed from it. So God is your raw material and your natural habitat. His life is your natural habitat. So learn, I know it's like that has to take time to sink in, but learn to speak everything. The Bible says that death and life is in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
So there's, and because we are heirs and co-heirs with Christ, because we are also, like, I want to say, co-creators with God. There's a way that some of the things, there's a way that we can speak things, and it's not this manifestation or new age, whatever nonsense that is currently in the world, but there's a way that we can, God has given us the power, God has given us the power to speak things, of course, in line with his will, and we will start to see results. That was just a come by the way, but yeah.
I've remembered something else, which is also, I think I may be quoting this mission whatever thing for the next episode. Zote is a season two. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. But there's this child that we were, okay. Yeah, there's this child that we came across. I came across and, okay, so it's a mother and the child. Mm-hmm. So Mimi, I was speaking to the child and she's like, I'm asking her, unajua mwana wa kuokoka? She's like, yeah, Mimi nimeokoka, naitwa Jo, I don't even forget her name. Mimi naitwa Jo Sukta, nimeokoka, nampenda Yesu. And I was like, wow, like this child is ako grade 2. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, this is the child. Mm-hmm. And then speaking now to the mother, mm-hmm. The mother is like, Mimi najua mambo ya wokovu, I know these things, but mamta ni force. Mimi nikitaka kuokoka, ndio nitaokoka. Like when I want to get born again is when I'll get born again. You won't force me. I already know. I want to, so her mentality or her thought process was, I want to like ready myself. I want to do all the things that I need to do first and then I get born again. Mm-hmm. But one thing that like I learned from that, I was just like, you see, there's a Bible verse that says that we should take the kingdom of God venye watu wanachukulia. Like we should... Yeah. And that is, I think, another important thing when it comes to the things of God and even just exercising authority. Like, just believe it like this. Yeah, yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be like, unavunye, this woman was so, she had so many, aki she talked. We sat there for like a whole hour. Aki tuambe venye she knows. She like, and this woman's testimony is so powerful, Natalie, because like she had another husband and then the husband died. She had to get married again. And between her losing the husband and getting married again, you can tell that like her experiences like sort of made her who she is right now. She has a business. In that environment, you can imagine how hard it is to own a business. Mm-hmm. And you can tell this woman is powerful, first of all. Mm-hmm. She has so many testimonies of how she had loans and all these things and how God sorted them. Mm-hmm. So she knows about God. Mm-hmm. She knows there's a God. She knows about God. She has... She has testified, she has lived in the provision of God, in the abundance, but still won't get born again. Versus this child. Oh, there's a Jesus. I want to give my life to him. Mimi nimeokoka, napenda Yesu, Yesu ni Bwana, whatever. And I'm just like, you see how easy, and that is my point, like how easy it is for children to be accepted. And that is one thing, by the way, we found in that mission. Like for children, it's so easy. I want to give my life to God. And I was wondering, is it because they don't really know what they're walking into? Or is it because like they just are so quick to believe? Which I think it's just that. Maybe both, but mostly because they are so quick to believe. And that is how quick we should be to believing. Like when the word of God says, you shall trample over serpents and scorpions. That is how quick you should be to believe. Ikisema, you will drink poison and it shall not harm you. It's not about you to figure out, poison A will kill me, poison B will not kill me. Like, just believe it like that. As a child believes. Yeah. That is my point.
Okay. My main takeaway from what you've said is that we need to, for us to walk in authority, we have to have faith.
Just
have faith.
Yeah. I think we have talked about pretty much everything. As you said, revelation is another key word, which I think you've talked about with Zuji, so there's no need. Yeah, my last point was, like, start small. Like, it's not at one day Natalie is not walking in power, in authority, and then the other day she's casting out demons, healing the lame, the sick, the blind, the whatever. I wanted to say the poor, but... Okay, you're
healing the poor.
Anyway, it's not an abrupt transition. It is very gradual. Okay, you are commanding traffic. Next week you're doing this. Next week you're doing things. Because the more you like see these things coming to pass, it gives you confidence. And that is faith. Like your faith grows. Oh, you're like, oh, so I have authority over this traffic. Let me see. Do I have authority over this? Oh, I have authority over this as well. You know, it like that is how you grow. So sometimes we as Christians are usually like, I need to get to a certain place. I need to be saved for at least 10 years before I start wielding power, before I start. But it's not that, you know. And you'd wonder, you'd see people, someone has been born again for 10 years and you're still dealing with poverty, you're still dealing with diseases, you're still dealing. So then another person comes, ameokoka 2 weeks, ameokoka 1 month, but the illness that this person had, hana anymore. Why? You know, it's just, you start small and then you just believe it. Believe, that is my two main takeaways. Like, you just believe it as a child. When you're mtoto anakuanga so naive, that is the naivety you need to bring to, yeah, and then start small.
Maybe innocence.
Innocence. It's same naivety. So, innocence. Is the word. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe tutombea.
So, okay. I think we should pray for your sleep paralysis, because I don't know why I've been thinking about it. Mm. Even in that, there's a video that you also mentioned it.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so let's thank you guys so much for Amaniombe Kwanza.
Omba Kwanza.
Thank you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we want to tell you thank you for this day that you have given us. Thank you so much for everybody who is listening and for everybody who is watching. My Lord, we thank you because your word says that the just shall live by faith. And I pray, my God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice, teach us, Lord, to live by faith. Your word says that we should come and learn from you because you are lowly, you are meek. Lord God, we come and we ask and we desire to learn from you. Holy Spirit, may you teach us. Teach us what it means to walk in our God-given authority. Teach us what it means to be sons of the Most High God. We thank you and we glorify you. And Father, we pray for anybody right now who has sleep paralysis. That is not from you, my Lord God. And right now in this moment, it is broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your word says that you give sleep to those whom you love, and we know that we are loved by you. So no weapon fashioned by the enemy shall prosper over that person's life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and believe. Amen.
Amen. Guys, I hope you've really enjoyed this conversation. And as we always like to say, it is just for you to now carry on this conversation with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, anyway, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for watching and for listening in. For those who are listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any other audio streaming platform, don't forget to follow, recommend this podcast to people that share in the faith or even unbelievers. There's so much to learn from this, I believe. And for our YouTube subscribers, we appreciate you. Subscribe, like, share, comment, do all the things. Yeah, and we shall see you in the next episode.
Yes, yes, yes. Bye.
And that's the thing about?
Oh, and that's the thing about the Believer's Authority.
Bye.
Bye.